craft. There is an example that's passing around the tables if anyone would like to see the finished article. Okay. If you could pass it back to Mary's table, that would be good. Thank you. And just carry on. It's lovely to see you all. I feel like we're a bit lopsided today. This half is full and there's a bit few gaps there. Never mind. People might come later. Welcome to one and all, and especially warm welcome to Lorraine. It's lovely to have you with us at your home church. And we look forward to hearing what you have to say later. And welcome to any visitors who are here. And a special welcome to Harrison and Sylvie and Melanie, who have come along today. It's great to have you with us. Now, before we start... Sorry. Oh, sorry. I beg you. I haven't forgotten the birthdays. I'm not. It's all right. I know. And welcome also to Ina and her family. Sorry. Didn't overlook you. I've got a few notices. This morning, as I said last week, after the service, if anyone can stay behind for a few minutes, you can bring your coffee over to just pray for next year, for Sally and Danny as they prepare to leave us, and for whoever God has got in place in store for us to come next summer. So important prayers. So if you feel you can stay, please do. We'll be praying after every service until the end of October. Next Sunday is a bit different. It's Marathon Sunday. So as you know, the marathon runners run past here down the road. It's a great opportunity for us to be out. We'll just pray that it's not raining. supporting them. So the first runners come past about 9:45. So if you want to come that early, that's fine. We will have music and we will just be supporting the runners as they come past. It's usually very well received. And therefore, we will start the service later. We will start at 11 because the last runners will be going past then. If you come at 10:30 and it's chilly, you don't want to stand outside, the church will be open and you can come and sit inside quietly. But the actual service, which will be a shorter service, will start at 11. And it's a local arrangement led by Sally. And one more thing, the week after that is our film night, Saturday the 8th, is it? Yes, I think so, which is Military Wives. We are going to trial doing a meal first, as we used to do, at 6. It's in the notices, so if you'd like to come for that, if you'd like to come for the meal, I need to know numbers, so if you could let me know before, the Wednesday before, I'd really appreciate that. Okay, that's the business side done. So, we do have a birthday tomorrow. Sylvie's birthday tomorrow, and it's her party today. She's got such a busy day today. How old will you be tomorrow, Sylvie? 6. And she's got a special cake. Would you like to tell everyone what your cake is? She's got a snake cake. Yes, so it's very colourful. And so we'll sing to Sylvie.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God's love go with you. Happy birthday to you.
Now today we are continuing our theme, our altogether worship theme of journeys. And you should be all making a little chariot with two of the characters in today's story inside the chariot. And I was thinking about the story today and about our late Queen, because there's been so much in the news Obviously, the funeral was on Monday, and an amazing service that was. And this story today is all about sharing your faith. And I was thinking about how the Queen, we didn't really know that much about her private personal life. She kept things to herself. But one thing she did not keep to herself was her faith. And if we look over the years in her Christmas message, which reached millions of people, I mean, I'm sure most of us sat and watched, even if you weren't A, religious, or B, a monarchist, you'd sit and watch the Queen's Christmas message. And in so many of them, especially in the latter years, she used that as a platform for her faith. And I've just read these words. Clearly, she was a person who wore her faith on her sleeve for all to see. She wasn't afraid to tell people about Jesus, and she strove to live her life in his mold. She was prepared to stand up in front of millions, if not billions, of people to declare her faith and her trust in Jesus. So what a role model she was for us, and clearly it's something that we should all strive to do, to share our faith, just as the character in today's story does. So we'll start by singing, Spirit of the Living God, Fall Afresh on Me. Lord, we have come here today to worship you as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We have come here to forget our troubles and focus on you, to put you at the center of all that we do. You are an amazing God, and we love you. We have come here today to say sorry. Sorry for not listening to you, for going our own way and making mistakes. Forgive us when we speak unkind words to others and forget to show kindness to all we meet. Open our eyes and ears to see and hear what you have to show us today. We have come here today to say thank you for families and friends, for food and clothes, for our beautiful island, for our church family. The list is endless, Lord. We thank you most of all for sending your Son, Jesus, to be our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Let us join together in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Are we going to sing again now?
Book of Acts. Chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. You may already know that the Old Testament focuses on the time before Jesus was born, and the New Testament records his life, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension to heaven. And it gives us the stories about the early church. This story today is set almost 2,000 years ago, so a long time ago. And Philip was a very well-respected follower of Jesus. He was one of the first seven deacons appointed in a congregation of disciples of Jesus in Jerusalem. The church first began in Jerusalem, among the Jews, But due to the persecution of Jesus' followers after the stoning of Stephen, many followers left Jerusalem and began teaching about Jesus outside of the country, so that the news travelled to more and more people. I wonder if anyone can remember the story that Vilma and I shared with you a few months ago. It was set on the road to Damascus. And can anybody remember the name of the man that was on the road to Damascus? Saul, yeah, well done. And what did he change his name to? Can anyone remember? Paul, yeah. We have a Paul with us this morning, don't we? And can anyone remember what the word persecution means from that story that we spoke about? Well, persecution basically means to cause suffering or harm to people on purpose. Not a very nice thing. So Philip began by helping deliver food to widows in Jerusalem. And when fleeing persecution, he first stopped in Samaria. And that's the place where the Good Samaritan came from. And he told lots of people about Jesus and also healed many people there. Now, please watch this video very carefully, as there will be a few questions for you afterwards.
Stand up, Philip, and go toward the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.
Huh? Why would the angel say that? God must have a purpose for this.
Gussie, can you make sense of this scroll?
What scroll?
This one. I got it at the temple before leaving Jerusalem.
Huh. Who is that? The spirit is telling me to go talk with them.
Okay, Nagasi. Listen to this from the prophet Isaiah. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. So what does it mean?
With all due respect, Alamayu, I thought you knew me better. How should I know? I'm only a chariot driver from Ethiopia.
Hello? I hear you're reading from the Word of God?
Yes, I just got this to learn more about God.
That's fantastic. But do you understand what you're reading?
No. But how can I? Unless somebody teaches me. Hey, maybe you can explain it for me. Won't you join me?
Yeah, sure thing.
So, who is the prophet talking about? Himself or somebody else?
It's somebody else.
Well, who is it?
I actually knew him personally.
Who is it?
It's a prophecy about a man called Jesus, and he is God's own son. I'd love to tell you all about him, but it's kind of a long story.
Well, that's no problem. We've got a long road ahead.
Okay. So, there was this one time where we had 5,000 hungry people, but only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
Then Jesus told us to give it to the people, and they didn't seem to run off. And in the end, everyone
And if you believe this to be true and want to follow Jesus, repent from your sins and be baptized.
Yes! Stop! Legacy! Stop the chariot! See, here's water. What's stopping me from being baptized?
As I said, Alemayu, if you believe with all your heart, you may.
Yes, please!
I am baptizing you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you so much, Philip. We would love to invite you to our home in Ethiopia, and please tell us everything. What? Negasi, where did he go?
I don't understand. One moment, Philip was there, and now he's suddenly gone.
But I wanted to invite him to come to Ethiopia with us. So strange. It must be God who has taken him away. Come, we need to get back to Ethiopia as soon as possible. People need to hear about this life-changing message.
I hope you enjoyed that little video. So, first of all, tell me, why was Philip on that road? Why was he there? What made him go there? It was an angel, wasn't it? Appeared to Philip and gave him a message. Yeah? And can you think of any other angels that we hear about in the Bible? Yeah, there was an angel Gabriel, wasn't there? And so we know that an angel visited Mary and visited the shepherds to tell them about the birth of Jesus. And what was the Ethiopians' important job? Can you remember? Well, he looked after all of the queen's money. And at that time, Ethiopia was quite a rich country compared to how we would think of Ethiopia today. Now, the Ethiopian man would obviously have been quite intelligent to hold that role and be quite an honest man, I'm sure, because he was trusted to look after the queen's money. But we saw in the story that he needed guidance on the scriptures he was reading before he was able to believe in Jesus himself. Somebody had to unwrap the story for him. Now, the Ethiopian was reading a scroll from what book in the Old Testament? Isaiah, yes, absolutely. The verse which he was referring to, he was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. Now, there's lots of interesting parts to this story, I think. But firstly, isn't it amazing that an angel came to visit Philip? How special must he feel to have had a visit from an angel? And sometimes we might see messages from angels or hear them. We might be talking directly to God and hearing him speak to us like that. But sometimes we might hear God when we're having conversations with other people. It might just prompt us to take some sort of action. What's also amazing about this story is that Isaiah wrote about the suffering that Jesus would endure more than 700 years before Jesus was born. Well, how's that? There's over 300 prophecies in the Old Testament about Jesus. And yet they were written so long before he was born. So how do we think it was possible that Isaiah would know about Jesus? How do we think that Isaiah was able to write that? Because he was a prophet, so God was giving him messages to give to the people, wasn't he? And our whole Bible is made up of either messages given by God or events that have happened in the Bible. We heard that the Ethiopian was reading from the book of Isaiah, but he didn't understand what he was reading. And sometimes we can come across a Bible passage, whatever age we are, and struggle with that passage and what it's telling us. What is the meaning in that passage for today? Well, if we don't understand a passage, we're incredibly lucky because we can ask anybody in our church, we can ask our parents, there's lots of people we can get information from. And of course, today, we've got books, we've got the internet, but of course, the Ethiopian wouldn't have had books as such, and he wouldn't have been able to Google what the scroll meant. The only person who was there to ask was his chariot driver, and his chariot driver couldn't help him. But fortunately, God had sent Philip to go and help the Ethiopian. Philip was sent there to explain that Isaiah was referring to Jesus and was able to tell stories about Jesus' life because he had known him. Now, the whole conversation is not recorded. We saw them going off in the chariot. But I'm sure that Philip would have explained to the Ethiopian the whole context of Isaiah and connected Isaiah's reference to the sheep being led to slaughter, dying on behalf of the people in order to rescue them, to the suffering and sacrificial death of Jesus, who died on behalf of all people to rescue us. Philip explained in the story that if the man believed with all his heart and wanted to follow Jesus, that he must say sorry for all his mistakes and be baptized. And as a result, what happened? Well, the Ethiopian man did ask to be baptized, and Philip very kindly stopped at the water and submerged him in to baptize him. How many of us here have been baptized, or you might know the word as christened, perhaps? Put up your hand if you've been baptized. Well, of course, we're only baptized once in our lifetimes, but sometimes our parents decide to do that for us, so we're not then old enough perhaps to make a decision to follow Jesus. And whilst I was christened as a child, even though my parents didn't believe, I was christened as a child, but then had the amazing experience of being able to be rededicated at a ceremony in the River Jordan, where, and there's people in this congregation today who were there on that day, and how special it was to be baptized in the very river where John the Baptist had baptized Jesus himself. What a special experience that was. We are all God's precious children. And God calls every one of us to share the amazing story about Jesus. I'm sure that Philip would have been quite sad to leave his home in Jerusalem, but obviously he didn't want to stay there if he was being caused harm against him. But he remained faithful, a faithful follower of Jesus. And he shared the good news about him wherever he went, whether he was in Samaria, whether he was on a road to Gaza, or whether he was on a road to Caesarea. Other followers also were doing the same, leaving Israel and spreading the good news across the world. Sorry, and we would not have a church today if Philip and people like him had not made the effort to do that. How faithful are we at sharing the amazing news of Jesus and how he took on our mistakes and died for each and asking Jesus into our lives. Amen.
Dear Lord, today we bring before you all those suffering around the world, those whose homes have been destroyed by floods, those whose homes have been bombed, for those who cannot afford a home. We pray for all who are homeless or whose homes are insanitary or unsatisfactory. We pray for those charities. We pray for those charities that seek to provide aid to those in Pakistan, for those who welcome refugees, for those who provide emergency shelter. We bring before you those who are struggling to make ends meet, seeking essentials from food banks, unable to afford to turn their heating on this winter, walking the streets to save using fuel at home. We pray for all in poverty and need, that those who have will see and respond to the needs of those who have not. We especially ask that you will bless those who are planning winter warmth projects to provide support for those struggling as a result of spiraling fuel costs. We bring before you those whose lives have been torn apart by the death of a loved one, for those who struggle to cope with the loss. We pray for all those whom the recent period of national mourning has brought to the surface memories of the loss of a friend or family member. We pray especially for the royal family, that they will have been able to privately mourn the loss of a much-loved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. We pray that they may find the comfort and strength that your presence offers. We bring before you our church here at Bethlehem. We thank you that you have raised up many local preachers and ministers from among our congregation over the years, and we rejoice that this is continuing today. We give you thanks for Danny and Sally and all that they mean to us and have done for us. We are aware that their time with us is coming to an end next year, and we pray that a new placement may be found for Sally, where she can, with Danny's support, continue to serve you. And Lord, we pray that you will provide a suitable replacement for her here in Jersey. We will now have a time of open prayer. Lord, we ask your blessing on each one of us and those we love this day and into the coming week. Give us eyes to see those in need and hearts to respond, in the name of our Saviour Jesus. Amen.